Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School Wednesday Jazz Ensemble. This is Glenn Koster from the University of New Mexico, and I'm happy to be with you here at the Highland ASU Jazz Festival. Looking forward to getting a chance to hear you share some music with us today, getting started with this Doug Beach chart, Fast Heat. Yes, we're getting going on this. Trumpets might want to check some of those pitches in that in some of that harmonized shout stuff there. Got things a little turned around here with the hi-hat on the drum pattern. There we go. All right. Nice job on those solos. For everybody playing solos over this blues progression, want to make sure that we are kind of looking at those chord changes, find where the major third of each one of those dominant seventh chords is, and work on including those. Think of those as kind of magnetic notes, notes that you're drawn to in your solos that will help shape your solo and help get your solo lines to fit with the harmonies that are happening in the rhythm section. Yeah. All right. So want to make sure that drums are really secure with where those transitions are into some of those other sections leading into the shout chorus, setting up the figures in the shout chorus. Make sure that everybody in the band is really secure on how those rhythms go together. All right, so getting started with this arrangement of Blue Skies. You know, the drums were playing some of those fills at the beginning with triplets, and that's a great thing because that's exactly what we want to be doing in the band throughout this tune. We want to be subdividing each one of these quarter notes into triplets. So we want to be thinking do 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 triplet 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 triplet. So when you play zone ba da, anytime you have like an eighth rest and then an offbeat, that eighth rest needs to be like 2/3 of a quarter note. So be thinking 3/4 do do ba do do ba do do ba do do ba. And once we get into the melody of the tune after the intro, instead of playing on the closed hi-hat, I'd probably have drums riding on some sort of ride cymbal or riding lightly on a crash cymbal right away and not playing on the closed hi-hat. Zoo-ba-doo-ba-da-doo-doo-bow. So that note on the end of two, dot do do bow. Think of that eighth rest as being 2/3 of a triplet. Yeah, so background horns as you're playing this line. Trombones, even though it's a background figure, you don't want to play so softly that we lose the focus and intensity of your tone. You want to make sure that the trombones playing that line are playing with a full sound, even if you're playing kind of quietly. Make your sound a large target for the saxophones in front of you to tune to. And then tenors and altos that may be playing that line with the trombones, make sure you're listening back and tuning to those trombones to get the pitch to line up a little bit better between the sections. So there were moments in this tune where things kind of came together and the ensemble played with a pretty full sound and things locked in a little bit and the band sounded very confident. And then there were other times in this tune where it felt a little unsure, like people weren't 100% sure where they were supposed to be coming in and whether who's supposed to be playing and who's not supposed to be playing. So maybe kind of sort some of those things out so that even though you're playing in a lighter, delicate, more delicate style than some of these other louder tunes, that we don't want to sound tentative. Still want to be very, very sure of where you're going. So getting going on this Crisberg Latin chart. Again, we want to make sure that everybody's really secure about how many measures of intro are we playing before we enter and all of those kinds of things. Getting the sort of the roadmap figured out on these tunes is super important to it, being able to have a confident performance. Yeah, nice job on those solos. Keep working on, for everybody who is improvising over this groove, keep working on developing some rhythmic ideas to use that sort of capture this Latin flavor. It doesn't have to be fancy, complicated melodic lines, but rather than playing long notes and finding a good note and just holding it out, playing, just repeating that note in a rhythmic way that matches sort of the rhythms that you are playing in your written parts will go a long way towards getting your solo to kind of fit in the Latin style that this tune is cast in. So, thank you very much for coming to the Highland ASU Jazz Festival, sharing your music with us. And the piece of advice that I give most of the bands is to keep listening to jazz big band and small group recordings to get ideas about concepts of what you want your ensemble to sound like. And both ensemble things and individual things, you can get a concept in your mind, sort of a target of what you're going for, by listening to great jazz recordings, both for ensemble things, for improvisation things, rhythm section ideas about how rhythm sections support the big band and how the rhythm sections support improvising soloists. All those ideas are represented on great recordings of jazz masters performing. So keep doing lots of listening, keep doing lots of practicing, and work hard in rehearsals, and things will start to improve for this band, I think. So thanks. We'll see you next time.